Prosecutors say two-way video testimony is less expensive and less time-consuming. Usually, a judge allows remote testimony only when the prosecution and defense consent. However, for Zachariah Rogerson's upcoming trial, Dubuque County District Court Judge Monica Ackley determined video testimony was sufficient for out-of-state witnesses. Rogerson objected, appealing to the Iowa Supreme Court. Drake University Law School professor Bob Briggs says much can be gleaned from in-person testimony that is lost in video testimony.
You don't get that sense of interaction, the type of interaction we're having right now with you sitting right next to me and evaluating what I'm saying. You're looking at my eyes, you're looking at my body language, and it's the same quality that you want the jurors to have. You want them to be able to physically view someone and evaluate their testimony accordingly.
Rogerson is charged with serious injury by operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. He's arguing the remote testimony violates the Confrontation Clause of the Sixth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The clause ensures witnesses testify in front of the accused. Richard Freeman of the University of Michigan Law School specializes in the confrontation right. He says there is a long history of witnesses testifying in open court.
This goes back 500 years or more in the Anglo-American system, and you can actually see it all the way back in biblical times and Roman times.
Friedman generally doesn't support video testimony, especially in criminal trials. However, he says Rogerson's appeal could have an ulterior motive.
So you have to wonder here, did the defendant really worry about, gee, I'm not getting a chance to, look that witness in my eye? Or is the defendant thinking, hey, I might as well object, because if I object, maybe they're not going to be able to bring the witnesses in, and then there's some testimony that won't be introduced against me.
The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on remote testimony. Appellate courts have come to contradictory conclusions. In Iowa v. Rogerson, the state is arguing remote testimony is just as good as in-person testimony, since the accused, witnesses, and jury can all observe each other through the two-way video connection. Fred Letterer is the director of the Center for Legal and Court Technology at William & Mary Law School in Williamsburg, Virginia. His center has studied remote testimony in civil trials.
The conclusion was that remote witnesses gave the same jury verdict as witnesses in the courtroom.
Despite positive results, Letterer says it's a bit too soon to allow remote testimony for all criminal cases.
I don't know that we know enough that I would want to go ahead and use them for major criminal cases yet. But that's not because I distrust the technology. It's because I just want to be cautious.
The Iowa Supreme Court could rule all or no video testimony is legal. It may also establish guidelines for future cases where witnesses appear remotely. Additionally, it's possible for this case to make its way to Washington, where the U.S. Supreme Court could finally rule on the constitutionality of remote video testimony, a technology inconceivable in the 1700s. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.